Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of December, the feast of St. Francis Xavier, in the first week of Advent.
God, in all your tender compassion, the dawn from on high, it will break on us, shining on those living in shadow, guiding our feet into the way.
Nick Chambers, with The Porter's Gate, sings Benedictus. You will guide our feet into the way of peace. As you listen to this song, take a moment to come into the presence of God's peace. You might like to pray for peace today, for yourself, for the world.
The dawn from on high, it will break on us, shining on those living in shadow, guiding our feet into the way of peace.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
Today's Today, the prophet Isaiah suggests that, with God's grace, the impossible can become possible. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The prophet presents us with different scenes of relaxed cooperation in which predators and their prey are at peace with one another. Take time to picture this. Can you think of situations in your own life where there is a need for peace and cooperation? Who are the people involved? Pope Francis encourages us to pray for peace every day, remembering victims of war around the world. Perhaps take some time now to remember different countries and peoples which so desperately yearn for peace.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
as this time of prayer comes to an end, bring your thoughts into conversation with Jesus, one who is called the Prince of Peace. Wisdom.
Lord and ruler.
Root of Jesse.
Key of David.
Rising sun.
King of the nations.
Emmanuel.
Come, Lord Jesus.